HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. That's because of Sunday. Starts wearing on you, that singing. You get banned.
I figure it would hit more on Monday.
You get recitals, and then after the recital, you kind of cool down. A couple days later, you start feeling the burn.
You're still jacked up a couple of days after.
You do your exercises afterwards, and then you don't do it for a couple days, and you start rasping out. It's all right, though. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bug and Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for yet another glorious day here in paradise, Wednesday morning. And a great day because it's the day before Valentine's Day. And I saw in the news yesterday.
It's Galentine's Day.
You saw that?
What?
Yeah. Girls are taking. This is how fragile the mind is of anyone, really. But TV dictates what we do. Evidently, on Parks and Rec a few years ago, Amy Poehler's character had Galentine's
Day. I remember that episode.
And it was on the day before Valentine's Day.
Bunch of single chicks.
Ladies go out and have breakfast
celebrate
together.
Ladies.
Well, now it's not just single chicks. It's just all women
all celebrating women?
Friendship. That's what they said yesterday. It's like taken from the very popular show Parks and Rec. The idea was just girls who didn't have a Valentine would go out on Galentine's Day and have fun. Now it's like the Lilith Fair. Yeah. Well, that's what she said. That's her line.
If I remember right in that episode, though, they ended up fighting.
They'll fight
something.
The whole time. Yeah. About the bill. And everything else. So nobody's really remembering what really happens at girl breakfast, which is just a mess. I paid for drinks once when I was a waiter. Whenever we'd have a party of like 9 women and they wanted to separate the bills and they all paid like $7.21. But they were debating the whole time. Well, I had a soda and you had a coffee and soda's $1.19. Coffee's $1.27. Like, are we really bickering over the 8 cents? And I remember one lady was just like, this is wrong. This bill is not, this is half mine, half hers. She had a tea and I had water.
So, separate checks, John.
And I said, it was separate checks, but something happened on the separate checks where she got charged for a tea. And I said, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay for yours.
Oh my God, what?
I'm like, it was my mistake. I'm going to pay for your $7 bill.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Because they had sat there for a good 15 minutes.
You're losing money with them sitting there.
Who owes $1.29 and who doesn't? And I looked at, and then I'm like, well, that's rare. And then every time girl lunch happened, never, ever in girl lunch does one girl just throw it down and go, I got it. I don't want to hear it. Every guy lunch, one guy, at least one guy will throw down a card and go, I got this. I don't want to deal with who bickers with what and whatever. Or guys just go, everybody in, split it. Never do you hear a dude go, well, he drank alcohol. And I didn't, and that's not fair. We just pay, and I don't know, that's not totally true. You don't go to lunches with those guys twice. If a guy's like, wait a second, I didn't have any. I had no. All right, this is the last lunch. We take you. Bye. It's cheap bastards just that won't split in half. You just split it, and then the next time around, you know, it'll balance back.
So much easier.
So much easier. And time is money. If some guy's going to bitch and cry and sit and bicker back and forth over who drank what, then you're wasting that time. You could have just paid the bill and left.
But that's not going to happen on Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day's a nightmare. I'm sorry to all the waiters out there right now at all these posh breakfast places, the sideways ones, you're going to have that Arcadia Farms is going to get hit and all these places that are really sweet, cute breakfast places. And it's going to be a nightmare come bill time. It's just going to be a nightmare.
But that's what they want, disaster. Though. They want people in their place ordering food.
I know. But still, it doesn't negate the stress on the waiter. You want people in there, but the stress on the waiter is a nightmare when people bicker over a dollar. It's disastrous. So have fun, ladies. Lady lunches are the worst thing to watch ever. Ever.
I had the salad and you had the rib. That's a $4 difference.
You don't want to kick in from we're not good enough friends to kick in a $4 difference because your bill's wrong?
I'm not spending $4 on you.
$4, huh? All right. I found out what we mean to each other on Galentine's Day. But it's another reason to just go waste money. Go get them, Galentine's Day. You know what'll never happen? Dudentine's Day. We don't want to spend that much time together.
Well, let's
start
it, John.
We should.
Come on.
Dudentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know why we can't do Dudentine's Day? Because it'll end up at a strip club, and then you go home to Galentine's Day, and
with
she's pissed off at you because you smell like a delicious vanilla lotion and glitter
What did you do?
It's Dudentine's Day. Me and my boys went out and had some fun.
Why do you need Dudentine's Day?
Oh, Christ. It's not worth it. Sorry, guys. Dudentine's Day's canceled. It was fun for a day. I'm just getting so much grief that we bang strippers. Because that's what would happen. One of your friends would nail strippers thinking Dudentine's Day is a free pass.
Palentine's Day.
What's that?
A pal.
Oh, pals. I see. I like that. Palentine's Day. That's more for the elderly, the guys that are not going to. That I think get away with that.
Brady wasn't down with the dude.
When the kid goes into senior living and introduces Palentine's Day, that's going to go gangbusters at the club. Because they're not going to any strip club. They just golf on Palentine's
Day. You think the strippers are more open to sex since, you know, the Valentine's Day thing, they want to get hooked up?
Gotta wonder.
They're looking for their Valentine's
Day. I gotta wonder if they go for Valentine's Day. Like if they're feeling more romantic while they're grinding their genitals on your lap. I wonder if there is a more tender feeling in the stripper's jennies.
Let's do a study.
We're going to go today for Dudentine's Day. I'm going to go Dudentine's Day. We would be murdered. Because you're right. One dude would end up banging a stripper, and it would all get out that, you know, Ryan banged one of the strippers.
Weren't you with Ryan on Dudentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, I see how Dudentine's Day works. Why can't you just go to breakfast with your friends?
I don't want
to
eat with those slobs.
You and Bezos did what?
We took dick pics. It was Dudentine's Day. You can't have single friends on Dudentine's. And then Dudentine's Day would turn into, like, when it lands on Friday, we'd have Dudentine's weekend up in Vegas.
Trouble.
Oh, it's bad. We would ruin it.
John, I read that and heard it as Galentine's Day, where the chicks eat a whole gallon of ice cream.
Galentine's. Well, that's going to happen to most of the ladies that don't have a Valentine are still worried about it.
And, John, you used to work at Tony Roma's. Can you imagine the big fat hogs at Galentine's Day there?
Yes, I saw them when it wasn't Galentine's Day. I saw them on general days.
Just general
Galentine's Day. We had forget what they were called. They used to come in for lunch every couple of weeks.
Red hat?
It was a hat club, but it wasn't red. They all wore white or beautiful hats on Friday afternoons. There were like nine of them. And the bill was a disaster. But like one got a Santa Fe salad. Every time she'd get a Santa Fe salad, which was like $5.95 at the time. It was a lunch special. She'd get a water, and she would leave $6 on the table before he even brought the food. She had $6 out.
Here you go.
And that was basically like, this is what I paid. Like her friends had to know, like, I'm not going above and beyond for any of you today. This is it. I'm a nickel up, and I might break out a buck for the bald kid, but maybe it may be a dollar. But right now, I'm covering myself every time. $6 on the table before she even got her food, and I would just sit and cringe at the idea that I'm going to run my ass off for this hat club and get like $3 for my work. Oh, the hat ladies. The one time we did have some fun was when the Miss Arizona pageant decided to they rented out the top. We had like a little upstairs, and they rented that all out. And they're walking around. There were some very pretty girls there. And a sportscaster in town named Gil Tyree and his wife. His wife ran it. And Tyree was a pretty fun guy. I liked him. And he comes, like, you would have a good time with this one. I'm like, all right. So he leaves. And then his wife would come down. She was super nice. And she's standing there, and she said, I do have one complaint, though. And here I am, a 21-year-old manager. I'm looking at all these incredibly hot pageant girls that are, like, great. One of your busboys said something to the girls, and I don't think it would. I'm like, okay, which one? His name was Mike. And Mike stood in the – Mike used to whisper things out loud, but he didn't realize how loud he was. But he wasn't – he was just talking to himself. He was one of those guys that would say, oh, man, I'd nail that. Like, that would come out of his mouth. He didn't have an inside-outside difference. He said out loud, oh, she's got great hair, bleach blonde, but I like it when they got a big brown muff. And he was saying this stuff, and one of the girls heard him. So there was a complaint. I had to talk to Mike, and she had to. There was an apology necessary. I like it when their muffs match their hair. Oh, Michael, did you tell one of the girls her muff was the wrong color?
A comp dessert made that whole thing go away.
Yeah, we took care of it. He was right. The girl's hair was way. It would have been like in the early 90s, she probably had some lower end stuff. There's Gil Tyree. He's a badass. But the muff comment we had to. It was an awkward conversation. Look, I'm sorry about the comments he made, and we'll take care of your Santa Fe salad for $6.
Apparently, he's in Memphis now.
Is he? He's a good dude. I liked him. But you can't parade those girls around these, you know, when your manager's 21 and horned up beyond belief and all the busboys are 16, 17 years old.
Imagine if you were acting like, he said that? High five, all man.
All right. It's a clipper. The clip is right. If you're going to bleach it that blonde, shave it down.
We are leaving.
We are assuming you are dark and light on top. Or he liked it one way or the other. He liked it like it when they didn't match or when they did. But he made it known about like her. I said something like, I hope it muffs dark because I like it. Yeah, something like that. But he said that standing against a wall when she walked by out loud.
Well, is he wrong?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the matter? My employees can't have opinions. He's just stating fact. It was tough. But yeah, I had to talk to him about that. We ended up talking about Bob Seger. He was way too big a Bob Seger fan. It was a great moment, though. We should have never been in charge of. I should have never been given that job. I had it for like 3 years. I was in charge of an entire restaurant. I don't know how I did that. I still don't know how I pulled that off. Without getting like completely just embarrassed in the first week and fired. Or the place just shutting down. I did a good job. I don't get it. That's a different person. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And by the way, Tempe, I was there on Sunday to do the Hot Shots game. All those lime things, those scooters that are all over the place, yeah. They're gone. Tempe's getting rid of them.
Yep.
And I watched, I probably saw 100 of them.
Oh, man.
They were floating all over. They're getting rid of them. Tempe and Lime got into a fight because one wants the other to take responsibility for accidents. Like the city of Tempe doesn't want anybody to sue them when they crash a bike. And Lime's like, well, you took liability when you did it. So they started to say, all right, we're going to charge you a lot more to put your bikes in our city. And they said, screw it. So they're pulling them out. Tempe won't have the scooters.
Just Lime. They still have Bird and Razor.
Right. But right now.
Why would you sue the city?
Man, because the city is someone leaving bikes around. It's just like saying, here's free cars. And then you put them on the city streets or city sidewalks. They're basically.
So if you're on a regular bike and you get
it's
hit.
Yours. If you're complying to take a city approved.
The city didn't provide you that bike.
Well, that's the case. They'd get rid of the other ones.
Yeah, that you'd
well,
think,
but
well, no.
The other ones are buying their own liability insurance. They're covering.
They're not getting rid of it because of that. They're trying to charge Lime more money, and Lime said no. So Lime's pulling their bikes, so they're going to lose them. Those are the only ones I saw.
They'll be in the outskirts.
Yeah, they'll be everywhere.
Queen Creek.
The green, yeah, that's what you need. So you can ride out to Tempe. There'll be a bunch of, give Queen Creek an opportunity to escape, and they'll do it. And don't email me like, Queen Creek's really nice. You know, yeah, I know, but you're not living in a city at all. You live in Tucson. There are plenty of nice places in the country. It's amazing. But you're so far
great
away.
Great big houses for awesome deals, John.
That's great. But if you've got one of them great big houses, you have to work somewhere and probably drive 11 or 12 hours to work every
hopefully
day.
Hopefully you work in Queen Creek.
I'd rather live in a storage facility than I would in Queen Creek and not drive 20 hours in traffic. It's awful.
In January, Tempe passed a licensee agreement for e-scooter and e-bike companies that requires a $7,800 application fee, a right-of-way use fee of $1 per vehicle per day, and a $100 relocation fee. So if the city has to go get them, they charge you $100.
Right. And that's reasonable, but they've got a couple of liability things. You got to wonder, the city gives the thumbs up to a bunch of motorized vehicles that you can just pick up and drive. Somebody's getting sued, and there's I guess the injuries. They had a thing at John C. Lincoln the one at Tempe. I forget the name of the hospital. They're like, our injury rates are through the moon since these bikes showed up. These people, they're going nuts.
Banner Desert,
they're going nuts.
Brady's Instagram has a couple of girl failing on Lime scooter.
I was watching them on Mill because I did a lap around the stadium. I got a little early, so I did a lap around Sun Devil Stadium Sunday just to see what's going on. It was pretty busy. And it was on Mill, and I was stopped. And, man, they're going every direction you can imagine. Diagonal across roads, scooting, flying across the street, you know, just in the middle of the road, just buzzing away. And I'm like, man, somebody who doesn't know what they're doing is going to wobble and go down.
15 miles an hour.
They're pretty fast. They're fun to watch. And in groups, like, there's always that wobbly girl in the back. You're like, she's going to drop or crash somebody. She's the Danica Patrick of her little gathering. So enjoy that. But that's the first time, of, you know, we're seeing the fight start because so many hospitals are like, well, somebody's got to pay for these college kids that are smashing into everything. Plus the liability of how many times they've taken off side view mirrors. You know that's happening like crazy. Like people are just scratching up and banging in parked cars and things like that. So, yeah, they're gone. I believe that. That lasted a good 2 months. Why not just give us cars?
You definitely don't see as many of the bikes.
I'm not sure what's going on here. But
yeah, the guy's loaded. I saw a truck.
That's the Charger guy.
Yeah, I saw a truck full of them.
Yeah, because you get they pay yeah. people to charge them.
And the guy went and picked him up.
That's a little overzealous.
Yeah.
He wants to make some money.
He's got a Sebring, and he's got about 30.
Yeah, you probably need a different vehicle yeah. for that job.
But I had to watch a guy with a pickup truck, had about 30 of them back there, and I don't think he was placing them delicately in the back of his truck.
Tossing them out.
It was an erector set of bikes in the back of it.
Yeah, what if you break them while you're trying to charge them?
Just throw it on the side of the road and act like you never did it.
Yeah, I guess.
Nobody's going to track that.
Those things must be durable as hell.
Well, the way they were stacked in the back of the truck I saw, it was just a pick up and throw. There was no way that guy was like, I'm taking care of these. He's just getting his cash for charging them. And when you charge them, where do you put them after? You go put them back?
The app apparently tells you places to go.
No kidding.
Go and drop them.
That big-ass lady had an accident on one of those scooters. Who'd have thought?
Oh, yeah. Does she really?
Look at her.
This giant lady.
Road rash.
She's got road rash. Big deal.
It cost me a lot. It cost me a lot of money.
I mean, she's not very nimble.
My scooter ride was $1.38, but my ER bill is probably going to be at least $1,000. That will be
Whoa,
my last scooter
a couple
scooter
black
ride.
Eyes.
I promised my
oh,
husband.
I think she's just tired.
We're getting a ticket for something related to Bird. See,
people are too stupid to have.
They're getting DUIs on them.
You're basically saying, hey, as a company, we trust you to be responsible, general public. Personal responsibility is what America's been built on. Here's a free motorized vehicle.
Yeah, see, that seems like a place they'd be
the
good.
Beach.
Like the beach.
Yeah
just
green like belts, that. The beach.
You don't want to stick them. The inner cities might be a bit much.
Yeah. Well, people are going to die.
Them.
Yeah. Just throwing them in the back of a truck. I love it. I think it's great. Because I liked watching it. That's why I like having my own car. I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. But I will get on one drunk most of the time. That's the only time I'd really consider it, being plastered down somewhere and I'm getting on it.
And that's where people are getting popped.
Exactly. Of course it is. Then I'm going to end up with a DUI because of that thing. It's 6:01. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to start off this glorious Wednesday together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.